علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on RIB English Radio with Sayyid Abdullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And brothers, sisters, you are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge. We are discussing Sermon 27 of Nahjul Balagha, and we are talking about jihad and what happens when people avoid jihad. Now, since we are discussing jihad, let me add few more in terms of jihad so we understand how this jihad works. The jihad itself, it's a living creature, a living being that needs to stay with us in order for us to survive, in order for us to have life, in order for us to continue and not be extinct. It's a living thing that needs to be activated in us if we want to avoid death, if we want to avoid being extinct. You see that, for example, plants, they go through a rigorous progress and process of trying to survive, fighting insects, fighting, weather patterns, fighting everything in order to survive. The trees, for example, they have roots. The roots of the tree, they keep going deeper and deeper and deeper in order to get water. When a tree is hit and is faced with a rock, for example, or something that, you know, that will become an obstacle from reaching its destination, it will maneuver its way around it until it will reach, because a survival mode kicks in. Jihad is survival mode. Let us take a short break and then we continue our mode of survival.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge. So, in the same way that the plants try to move around in order for their lives to continue, so does other creatures around Earth. For example, sometimes you see birds. Sometimes birds, they would fly thousands of miles from one place to another. They migrate just so they can continue to exist, from South Pole, North Pole, cold, ice to hot. You see, there's a survival mode. These birds activate, these animals activate. Even the human body itself, for example, white blood cells, they constantly fighting microbes and what have you. When these white cells, for example, decide to stop, a person will be affected, for example, with AIDS and what have you, and diseases. So the thing that we need to keep in mind that when it comes to jihad, jihad is a survival mode for humanity. If we do abandon jihad, then we will die. Now, you know, you might we're not talking about literal death here, but it will be like a nobody in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What differentiates us if we look at the Quran, for example, and when we look at the hadith of the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam, you can see that they're talking about that a human being is alive only when he takes on his beliefs. Allah, when he talks about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, he sent you, he who brings you to life, the Prophet. Al-yuhyihim. Now, we understand that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to the living, he did not come to the dead. But why is Allah saying that this Prophet will bring them to life? Because if the person's ideology, mentality, is in the wrong place, he's as good as he gets to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's dead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what we see when it comes to the jihad as well. An ummah that does not do jihad is a dead ummah, is a dead nation. There's nothing in that nation. There's nothing that differentiates this nation from any other nation. The pride of every nation, it doesn't matter whether it's a Muslim or not, the secret of their pride, the secret of the strength, is their willingness to fight. And sometimes people, even people of falsehood, they fight for the wrong thing, but because they want to survive. Stay with us and let us take a short break, and then we will come back. Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, a religious scholar and theologian, holds a significant place in Islamic history for his invaluable contribution to the compilation of Imam Ali's profound teachings and speeches, which were later compiled into the influential literary work known as Nahjul Balagha.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge. We said that, because we want to move on with this, the concept of jihad, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran and the Ahl Bayt, they continuously emphasize that people need to fight for their right, because it's not going to be given to you. And what we have as Muslims, we have something very lucrative. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the best of everything. He gave us the best faith, best religion, no doubt, hands down. And everyone can see that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all the natural resources that we need, like oil, gas, and everything. And you can see the whole world depends on us. No one knew that the Arabic world was responsible for the fertilizers of the world until the war happened with Iran, and then that the Strait of Hormuz was closed. Then we understood that, oh, the West depends on the fertilizers on us, which means their food, their sheep and camels and cattle and what have you, all depends on us. The minute that Strait of Hormuz was shut down and they could not get the fertilizers, prices of food went insane in America and Europe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us everything that we require, everything that we need, whether it's faith, resources. And our enemy, they're not going to let that pass that easy. They're going to come and take it. They will try to come and take it. And like I said, Trump keeps saying, I'm here to take their oil, I'm here to take their wealth, I'm here to take their money. And he brags about it. He comes and he starts saying, oh, I got like $6 billion out of the Gulf countries. He takes pride in it, and people clap for him. And what is the Arabs doing? What are these Muslims doing? So they're willing to give Trump $6 billion as a gift. But they're not willing to spend that $6 billion on their own people, on the lives of these people. They're not willing to spend this $6 billion on creating their own nuclear weapons and all their own weapons to fight their own enemies and their own lands. The world we live in is really messed up. That's what I'm going to end with. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You listen to Sayyid Abdullah in the program Gate of Knowledge on RIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه